Radio.com.
It's fall flooring season. Get incredible deals on the latest trends at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale. We've got 100 new flooring styles, new colors, new textures, even new waterproof floors. Choose from over 60 varieties of North American and European laminate from 39 cents a square foot. Prefinished hardwood from $129. Get $1 off Bellawood prefinished hardwood. Save on the hottest styles in vinyl plank, bamboo, and more. Plus special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale today.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Staples guy, I need some more school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
I see. Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Whether you need back to school supplies or you're coming back for more, Staples has all your back to school essentials in stock and at low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Oh, hi. Yes, time to get going. Once again, another hour of Bucket Strategy Investing, the program about your money. It's all just ahead. Brain Trust is here, standing by. We're ready to help you with your money issues. I'm Johnny Dean. Professor Rick Plum joins me right here in studio, ready with more money strategies. Oh, and guess what? This is the cool part. You can take part in all of it by getting your question into us right now. Several ways to do that. Giving us a call was a wonderful way. 877-PLANNER, that's our number. We do have a couple of lines open right now for you. 877-752-6637. Find us online at wealthed.com. If you have any questions or comments that you'd like to get to us via email, that's where you go. Go to the link where it says find your answer there near the top of the page. You can easily take it from there, wealthed.com. That's your resource, of course, for many of the topics that we discuss on this particular program. Again, our number here in studio, 877-PLANNER. We're going to take your calls immediately. We do strategy. We talk strategy on this program. We talk bucket strategy investing. If you don't have a strategy, here's some advice. You need one, all right? Don't put your retirement funds at risk. You call Professor Plum or anyone at Lucia Capital Group at their off-air number, 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150. That's the off-air number. You can have them look at what you have. They'll design a bucket strategy that is specifically tailored to meet your needs. And by the way, are your retirement goals being met? Maybe you don't know. If not, you're unsure about anything that's in your retirement plan. Why do I have this? Who was recommending this to me? I'd like the Brain Trust to go over it. You can do so. The Brain Trust will tell you if you're on the right track. Again, 800-644-1150. Off the air. On the air, 877-PLANNER. We got some folks on hold, so we will take your calls immediately. Among other stuff to talk about here, some of these IRA misconceptions. We talked about those yesterday. But let's move along first to Manny in Dallas, Texas. Hello, Manny.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
So how can we help you today, my friend?
I was watching, with the annuity discussion that you had, I have a specific question respective to my annuity.
Okay.
And I provide you with the basic details and see if you can help me with it?
I can try.
Okay, so I purchased annuity 2009, 400K.
Okay.
7% return.
Wait, how much? 7?
Step up. Every year for 10 years?
7%, right?
Okay, so you have a hybrid annuity.
7%, it's a variable index annuity.
Okay, it's an index annuity, and it's got a lifetime income rider on it. How old are you, sir?
I'm 67.
67, okay.
Okay, since 2013, I've already had annual withdrawals. So this would be my fourth coming, the anniversary date, which is September 2016, at which time the surrender penalty goes to zero.
Right.
So the contract value right now is about 500.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm looking at three options. One is continue with the annual withdrawal for life and just not change that.
And how much is that?
28K.
Okay.
And then, or stop the withdrawal and kick in the 7% and 10-year step up again. So guaranteed 7% interest, but I don't get the restart until contract year 2018.
Okay, now let's talk about that 7% interest. You do realize that that is not a guaranteed return on your cash value. That is, that's a guaranteed increase in an income base. The income base is used to determine how much you can withdraw of your own money at the beginning for the rest of your life. And so if you were to start that today and go another 10 years, you're not going to start taking money out of this until you're 77 years old. And so that doesn't give you very, I mean, I hate to say it this way, it doesn't give you a whole lot of time to start withdrawing money out of that policy. I mean, even if you live to, you know, 90, that's 13 years, 100 is 23 years, it doesn't pencil out. Usually the best time to start taking distributions on the lifetime income is between 65 and 70. Now, do you know what your current income base is?
My current income base.
Yeah, what they're basing the distribution on. You got $28,000
life.
560?
Uh-huh.
And your cash value is 500?
Yes.
Okay, okay. And what's your third option? You talked about two.
My third option is basically liquidate the annuity and take the funds over to some other investment.
Okay, so the question is, what is $28,000 a year guaranteed for the rest of your life? Now, is it based for your life only or you and your spouse?
Me and my spouse.
Okay, and how old is your spouse?
About just 1 year younger.
Just similar in age?
Yeah.
So you're 66?
Seven, yep.
So let's say you live 30 years till 97, right?
Okay.
Just playing with numbers. That's a pretty good deal, actually.
You want to make sure you ran that number correctly?
I do.
We're doing a little calculator here.
Yeah, I used the wrong interest rate. No wonder it's a good number. If you could earn, if you had this $500,000 in your hot little hands, and you could earn an overall rate of return of 4%, you could pay out $28,000 a year for 30 years. And so if you live longer than 30 years, that's not a good deal. If you don't live 30 years, you and your spouse, there would still be money left over for your heirs. It's kind of a wash. Do you need this $28,000 guaranteed income
to live on?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. So when you wake up in the morning, you've got your Social Security and pensions and whatever else. And if you didn't have this guaranteed income, you'd be able to meet your basic living needs, right?
Yes.
Okay, so what are you using this $28,000 for? And so the fact that you could go without it for the next 10 years as being one of your options, but in the meantime, you're still paying probably 3%+ a year for the right to have this guarantee. It sounds like you really don't need this guarantee, and so why are you paying for a guarantee you don't need?
Well, but that's the question. What that's really for me to sleep not nice at night, no having to worry about steady income. Should I need more income over and above the basic needs?
Right, so if you live 30 years, this investment will earn roughly 4% over the next 30 years.
Okay.
And if that is a comfortable, sleep at night, wonderful thing, then it's a great investment for you.
But what do I get the guaranteed 4%? Because this is basically a guarantee that I get 28 a year.
It's guaranteed you get 28 a year, but what happens if you die in 10 years?
Then the proceeds go to my beneficiaries.
Right, I understand. I mean, I know the answer, but the proceeds are going to be whatever it earns less the 3% or 4% in fees. So you're paying for something. You're paying for it. Now the question is, are you getting value for what you're paying? And if the bottom line is this $28,000 a year makes you sleep at night better, makes you feel better, and makes life just better from an emotional standpoint, then it's worth every penny you're paying for it, and you should keep it.
Okay. Okay.
Because what's 28? 500. That's a 6% payout, or 5.6% payout, and it would probably be pretty hard to get another one. So the only way I would look to switch this is if I could get a better payout than 5.6% guaranteed for my lifetime. Most of the policies that are being issued right now aren't issuing that. They are issuing fives at 67. So this is not the worst thing in the world, and if it makes you sleep well at night, it's a great thing.
Yeah, I think I'm only paying a percent and a half.
That's just for the rider.
For the rider.
Yeah, that's just for the rider. Remember, there's still expenses of the insurance company for the annuity itself. There's a mortality expense. There's an M&E, mortality and expense charge, that usually runs between 1.25% and 2%, somewhere in there. So you're paying a couple percent, 3% a year for this guarantee, which is fine because the guarantee is what makes you feel good.
Okay.
You bought this for a specific purpose. You bought this for the income. I would not defer it until 77. I would take this income and enjoy my life.
Yeah. Well, I'm taking an annual distribution, and I expect to continue to get that for the rest of my life and my wife. So
yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah. Hey, Manny, listen, I got to take a break in just a minute. If you have some more questions, hold on, and we can talk to you a little bit more about this, maybe on the other side or off the air, perhaps, and give you a little bit more guidance on this. This is a great example, once again, Professor Plum, of knowing of why you buy it and what your ultimate goal is. And in his case, it seems to be that...
It made him feel good. It made him enjoy, not worry, sleep well at night. I mean, that's hard to put a price on that.
Well, it is. Now, right now, he's 67.
67, his wife's 66.
Right. So it's going to take some time. I mean...
Right now, they're giving him his own money plus whatever potential earnings are created inside that account.
Right.
I don't have a problem with that.
Right. Now, I mean, if you want to look at it from a money standpoint, you'd probably have to live to be well into, 100-something.
I mean... If he lives to be, 86 and 7, is what they both die in 20 years.
But here's the thing. You know what? You had a good night's sleep
all the way through. You slept comfortably. You didn't worry. There is nothing value to that.
Exactly. Nothing the market was going to do was going to ruin your income. All right. 877 Planner. We got to take a break. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, Bucket Strategy Investing. Get on board. Give us a call. Talk to us about your money issue. We're coming right back with more. Don't go away.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal. Social Security rules that may affect your benefits are changing in 2016. Do you know how you'll be impacted?
My question has to do with Social Security and...
The Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 changed the way some couples will file for Social Security benefits.
Are we each allowed to take the spousal benefit on the other?
The rules that previously allowed a spouse to claim a partner's benefit while allowing their own benefit to grow have changed. If you were born after January 2, 1954, you may have questions about the laws affecting restricted claims on spousal benefits. Call the Social Security hotline, 800-838-0483. Find out if you'll be affected and if there's action you need to take. Call the free Social Security hotline, a resource for updates on changing rules and regulations. Call 800-838-0483, 800-838-0483. The Social Security hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2America, red, white, and you.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road. And with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event, now through August 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and 0.99% APR financing on select models available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties. APR offer available only to qualified customers. Call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for details about costs and terms.
Oh, hey, good tune, good tune. I think I played this last Saturday. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, we're here from Lucia Capital Group. We're here talking to you about your money, about different strategies, and we'll have some strategies for you a little bit later on this hour. And speaking of strategies, too, the Fall Alternative Investment Workshops will be starting here in just a couple of weeks, and this is something brand new, Professor Plum, the Alternative Investment Workshops presented by Lucia Capital Group. Now, the first one is going to start Saturday morning, September 17th in San Diego, California. It's a 9 o'clock start in San Diego at the Hotel
Carlin.
Carlin. That's right. Well, if you live in San Diego, you know where it is. Saturday, October 1st, Las Vegas, Nevada, which is going to be at one of the fine hotels.
I believe it's at the Renaissance again.
Okay, we'll have to check Wealth Ed. And then Phoenix, Arizona, Saturday, October 8th. So anyway, if you want to find out the venues, you can certainly go sign up at WealthEd.com. All the information is right there. But main thing is alternative investments. We're going to be talking about these that have to do with something other than stocks, bonds, and cash. And it's also an investment strategy. We've talked before, although not at length, about investing the way an endowment might invest. These are generally associated with universities, Professor Plum. And
very large pools of money, but you can also extend that to the pensions and things of that nature.
Sure, yes. These are gigantic sums of money where people are responsible for beating some sort of...
Well, they have to have some certain distribution every year.
They have to have some sort of income.
They want it to continue in perpetuity.
Right, without having to dip into principal. So they have to use different techniques to make sure that that money lasts and doesn't go down. Well, how do they do that? They have different ways to do it. And often... it's heavily invested in things called alternative investments. So we're going to talk a lot about that at these workshops. You want to learn about how to invest like that. You want to learn all about what alternative investments might be available to you. And are they the right fit for you? You go to these workshops and you get to meet this guy, Professor Plum.
Among others. I'll be there with some others.
Yeah, you will. Yeah. So anyway, sign up. It's all free. WealthEd.com. San Diego, Las Vegas, and Phoenix, the first three, and there will be more after that. So check WealthEd.com for all the information right there. Okay, now, don't want to spend a ton of time on this, but I think we need to talk about this for just a moment. Our last caller, Manny in Dallas, he had an annuity, uh-huh. And he had said it was returning 7%.
Well, no, it was returning, less than that. I mean, he's had it for 7 years.
Yep.
And it's gone from 400 to 500,000 in cash value. And those were some of the best years we've ever seen. So the rate of return that's being achieved on the cash value is not that significant. But there was an increase of 7% on an income base. An income base is a fictitious number that's used to determine a specific payout that you can take from the policy. And that payout will continue for the rest of your life. Now, in the beginning years, the payout is coming from your own money. And the idea is that if you ever use up all your own money and you stayed within that payout number, the insurance company will stand behind and say, even though you ran out of money, we're going to continue to make the payment to you for as long as you, and in this case, he and his wife, live. So it does provide a guaranteed lifetime income as long as that insurance company stands behind its claims, which so far we've never had an issue with that. And they'll just keep paying it out. Right now, though, he's got $500,000 in cash value. So the $28,000 is coming from a combination of whatever that $500,000 potentially earns. And if it doesn't earn $28,000, it's coming out of the cash. Now, there's also fees upon it as well. So the question is, should he keep this particular policy? If he lives 30 years, that guarantee of income based on a 4% discount rate is $500,000.
Now, explain what you mean by that.
If you could find an investment that paid 4% every year, year in and year out, you could take $500,000, pull $28,000 out of it every year, and it would not be depleted for 30 years.
And you said $28,000 because that's what this, that's what he's
that's
getting.
What his guarantee
that's
is.
That's what his guarantee is. Yeah.
So what his guarantee based on a 4% discount factor is worth $500,000. That's his current cash value. Now, the guarantee, if he only lives, he and his wife only live 20 years, the guarantee is only worth $400,000. Now, the question is, will he have used up all of his cash value over that period of time? That's what we don't know. And that's where that guarantee comes into play, that if you live to be 105, yeah, that guarantee makes it nice. Now, in his case, he said he didn't necessarily need, financially, need that income. But he said it sure made him feel better. And he really liked the idea that it was there. And he slept better at night because of it. Now, that has value. And if you're willing to pay for that value, and you look at what you're paying versus what you're getting, and you say, you know what, I still like it, then it's an appropriate investment. Now, can he create and mimic the same thing? He can with a portfolio, a proper strategy, but it's not going to be guaranteed. He could probably create a very similar payout and have the similar or maybe even a little bit larger portfolio value 20 years from now, 25 years from now, 30 years from now, so that his kids would ultimately get more by doing it under a different strategic planning, even a bucket strategy. That's what I would be looking at, but it's not guaranteed. I can't use the guaranteed word with any other investment strategy. He can use the guaranteed word because the insurance company has a contract with him that is guaranteeing it. Because he doesn't need financially, my personal opinion would that he would change it and go to something maybe a little different so that he hopes in the near or distant future to actually be able to earn more than what he's earning now. These interest rates that we have today may not be with us forever. They may be with us for a little while, but they may not be with us forever.
Well, then again, maybe they will.
Yeah, who knows?
Who knows? I don't know.
So, I mean,
yeah, see, and
now if he financially needed it, if he, you know, and the idea is to look at what is it you're trying to accomplish. I wake up in the morning. I'm retired. I wake up in the morning. I have expenses. Whether I travel around the world or whether I sit and rock on the porch reading a book, I have expenses. I may have rent or mortgage payment. Maybe I don't. I will have insurance payments. I have gas and electric, some food, water, utilities, you know, and all those things. I have expenses. What I want to do is make sure that all those expenses are covered by some source of income that is not dependent on the market or interest rates or anything else. Social Security, pensions, and if I don't have enough of those two to cover those fixed expenses, that's where these types of annuities really come into play. His was more of an emotional desire to have this insurance,
yeah,
to have this coverage. And so you can argue that that is a need that he wants to cover, and so he should keep what he has.
I find it interesting that if somebody just looked at this on the surface, this product, and they said, okay, you're paying for a guarantee of income,
uh-huh,
all right? You're paying, you have a rider on this policy, and you're paying, there's a fee for this. And you say, okay, yes, I am. Do you need that income? Is this going to be required for you to spend? Well, no, it isn't. Then somebody might say, well, I'm stopping right there, and I'm going to say, this is the wrong product for you, and somebody recommended you poorly here.
But what there's
but
two
not.
Things. There's value.
Right.
Are you getting value for the cost that you're paying?
Exactly.
And if the value is on the emotional side and you say, yes, I am getting that value, I understand that I'm making this, that I'm paying this cost internally in the policy, and it just makes me feel better, and I can sleep real well at night, and I know all about all the different issues of it, but it's still, I may not need the income, but it sure makes me feel good. That's value.
Yeah, there are people who say, you know what, I got a couple $1 million, and I'm putting it all in CDs.
Huh?
And okay, because I don't want to lose any money ever.
And I realize I'm not earning very much, if anything, But I sure sleep well at night.
Exactly. You say, fine. Okay, great. Great investment for you. All right, wonderful. Let's. Hey, we got some lines open. Give us a call. 877-PLANNER. Brain Trust standing by. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, answering more of your questions on the phones when we come back.
Lucia Capital Group advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement planning presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, certified financial planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, chartered financial consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principle.
Lucia Capital Group asked what you feel are your greatest financial fears.
I'm worried about outliving our money.
Another market crash.
Taxes in our retirement.
While we may share concerns about saving, investing, and retiring, we each have a unique financial fingerprint and our own individual concerns.
We always worry about the national economy.
Inflation, healthcare costs.
Because every investor has their own challenges, Lucia Capital Group customizes a strategy for each client that addresses their specific goals and needs. At Lucia Capital Group, we understand fears of outliving your money, market volatility, and inflation. Learn how a bucket strategy can be designed to help address your concerns. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150 or click contact us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
It's National Make-A-Will Month at LegalZoom.com, so it's time to take care of your will or trust. LegalZoom makes it easy. They're not a law firm, so there's no office visits or paying expensive hourly rates. Instead, you could save over $100 with LegalZoom's will or trust estate plan bundles. And if you don't know whether a will or trust is right for you, don't worry. You'll work with an independent attorney available in 48 states to get advice on what you need. Do the right thing this month at LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
In this box, we have a lidocaine pain patch. And in this box, have what looks to be another pain patch, Blue Emu's Lidocare. Lidocare offers 4% lidocaine. It's odor-free, ultra-flexible, and it's the only non-water-based lidocaine patch. Yes, I said only. So if you'd prefer this to this, find us at Walgreens, CVS, or Amazon.
Market Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, taking your calls at 877-752-6637. Whatever money issues you have, you can certainly get in touch with us right now and ask us those questions. You can also do so via email. We'll get to a couple more emails in just a moment or two. In fact, actually, let's do one now. I had some of these misconceptions about IRAs. I'm going to hold off on those for just a moment. I wanted to get to this one, and I'm not sure exactly what Terry in North Las Vegas is saying. Well, I think I do, but let's just find out. It's a very quick email that says, what is a QACT, defers RMD withdrawal? I'm suspecting he's talking about a qualified longevity annuity contract.
Right, a QLAC.
QLAC.
Well, a qualified longevity annuity contract is an annuity contract issued by an insurance company. It is available inside of IRAs, so you buy it with your IRA, and it guarantees a certain amount of income at some future point down the line, usually at age 85, although I've seen some start as early as age 80. So you're 65, 70 years of age, you put money into one of these contracts, there is no payback in the first X number of years. When you hit the triggering event, the date, 85 in many cases, it guarantees a payment for the rest of your life from that point forward. And the amount of money that you put into it does not show up on the calculation for determining your required minimum distribution. Now, there are limits. You can't put more than a quarter, 25% of your IRA into one of these types of contracts. And at the most, there's a cap of $125,000. So you can, if you had a $500,000 IRA, you could put $125,000 into one of these qualified longevity annuity contracts. And then your required minimum distribution is based on $375,000, not $500,000. Well, that reduced your required minimum distribution by 25%. And so that becomes an issue. Now, the reason that the IRS and, well, Congress is doing this is because they want to make sure that people don't run out of money. So they're offering this tax incentive to help you push money ahead into the future. And so they can help you, you know, have money for the rest of your life if you have significant longevity. So that's the goal of it. The deferring the RMD is a sizzle that they're trying to sell you on. But the reality is, people that are worried about the required minimum distribution aren't taking any money from their IRA.
You mean the people that are worried about it, you're saying that the people who are concerned that they're taking it
people
for
that are
tax,
concerned that the taxes on the RMD are the people that aren't spending the money in the IRA.
Because otherwise, if they weren't, they would leave it in the IRA.
Right, they would. They want to leave it in the IRA.
Right.
So they don't, or they mostly they don't care whether they leave it in the IRA. They don't want to pay the taxes.
They still want to pay it. So they don't need the money. They say leave it where it is.
Yeah, they'd rather not take the distribution at all. Well, those people are not worried about running out of money. They're not spending their money anyway. Yeah. So giving the sizzle of deferring the required minimum distribution is only part of the issue. People that are worried about running out of money are the people that are spending their money too quickly, and therefore they're worried about running out of money. And so, but they're not worried about the required minimum distribution because they're taking their money out. They're taking more than their required minimum distribution out
because
they're spending it too quick. So the concept of the deferral of the RMD really doesn't sit well with me because it doesn't mean anything. But the real problem that I have seen with the qualified longevity annuity contracts are all of the ones that I have seen, and I am not saying I've seen every one of them out there, but all of the ones that I have seen stink. They stink to high heaven. And unless you live to be 100 years old, you don't even get your own money back, let alone earn anything on them. That may have been an exaggeration, but it's not too far off. And in some of them, if I want to provide for a return of principal for my heirs, I mean, some of them, they really don't have anything left. You get to 86, I mean, it's an immediate annuity. You die at 86, nothing left for the heirs. I took one payment. If I want to provide a spousal continuous, the payment goes down, just like any other pension. The rate of return, unless you live well into the significant longevity, not just 90s, but I mean really out there, the rate of return is horrible. So sure, you can reduce your required minimum distribution by losing money too. I don't want to do that either. So I haven't been a big fan of these. And until I see qualified longevity annuity contracts that have reasonable rates of return over a little bit better than expected life expectancy, not just a 115-year-old individual, then I'll start warming up to them. But the reason that they're selling them to avoid RMDs doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Because if you need the required minimum distribution to live on, and that's the person that's worried about running out of money. I'm not too worried about the RMD at that point. The person that's worried about the RMD isn't spending the money because they don't want to take the money out. They're not worried about running out of money. They're worried about paying taxes.
Yeah.
That person's not worried about the investment as much as there's no return on it.
Somebody who needs the money is likely not just taking the minimum. They're probably taking even a little bit more than that out.
That's why they're worried about running out of money.
Yes, they need the money right now.
I mean, the required minimum distribution, especially at age 70, is not a huge number. It's less than 4%. Even at age 80, it's in the 5% of the IRA range. You know, and if I'm 80 years old and I'm taking 5% out of my portfolio, even if I earned nothing on the portfolio, I got 20 years left, zero earnings, like just the required minimum. And the required minimum distribution isn't about spending. The required minimum distribution is about taxation. You don't have to spend the required minimum. You don't have to take the required minimum distribution in cash.
You don't have to sell what you have.
So it has a lot of sizzle on an idea that without understanding what's going on, ooh, that sounds good.
Well, what do they tell people? I mean, what they say is, hey, take a chunk of money, put it off to the side. You don't have to touch it till you're you can have it sit till you're 85. And it, by the way, will not count toward your required minimum distribution. Whatever you put in there, they're not going to look at for RMD purposes.
Right. And, you know, you put in $100,000 today and it may guarantee 15. I don't know the numbers. You know, $15,000 a year from age 85 on. Even $20,000 a year from age 85. That's a little high. Is that a good deal? Well, tell me how long you're going to live.
You're going to live to be 106?
That's a really good deal.
Might have been a pretty good deal.
So you have to be able to work the math. And unfortunately, math is a four-letter word that people just shy away from. It's another one of those four-letter words.
Well, hey, that's...
Math?
That's where that whole saying came from.
Those are the four-letter words that created the whole thing.
Both of those words. All right, 877-PLANNER. If you've got money questions, we got some time left. 877-PLANNER. Emails right here at wealthed.com. Let's continue along. Kelly in San Jose, California. Kelly says, when I retire next year at age 63, I plan on starting my Social Security benefits. I'm currently receiving about $6,700 per month in rental income.
Very nice.
I heard you saying that if you're under age 66, you might have to give back some or all of your Social Security if your income is too high. Can you tell me if the $6,700 a month will reduce my benefits?
Well, the number that we were talking about if you are earning money and you're under what they call full retirement age, 66 for you. If you're receiving a Social Security benefit and you are earning current wages or you're doing current self-employment income, that income can affect the Social Security benefit that you're receiving up until the point where you reach full retirement age. Passive income from real estate is not considered current earned income. It's passive income. And so it does not directly affect your Social Security benefit. So if you're entitled to $1,500 a month right now, you will get $1,500 a month, even though you have all this other passive income. Even if you have pensions, IRA distributions, you could have an unlimited amount of money coming in the door from every other source except earned income, and it will not directly affect your Social Security benefit, even if you're under full retirement age. Now, where it's going to affect your Social Security benefit is in taxation. It will create a taxable event. It will most likely create a taxable event on that Social Security benefit that you receive. So if you're receiving $1,500 a month, the majority of that $1,500 a month, 85% of it, will probably be taxable. So you'll end up paying taxes on the benefit that you receive. If you don't have very much in the way of income, or if this $6,700 a month from passive income is heavily offset by depreciation and other things to where the taxability of the cash flow is very, very low, it may not have as much of an impact of it all on the taxation of your Social Security benefit. So there's two things to look at. A direct impact, which is only going to happen with earned income, current W-2 wages, current self-employment income, and that's earned income over roughly $16,000. that has a direct impact on how much Social Security benefits you are eligible for if you are under full retirement age. And then there's an indirect impact of taxation, and that just has to do with how much other total income you have plus a factor, half of Social Security, and then comparing it to some thresholds.
Yeah, I think what she's probably referring to, Kelly, is the earned income offset.
It sounds like that. So she heard us talking about having too much income and losing some Social Security benefits. That was from currently earned income. A deferred comp, which comes up on a W-2. I work for a company that has a deferred compensation plan, non-qualified, and I put money into it, and then they pay it out to me after I retire. Shows up on a W-2, but I didn't earn it in this year. I didn't earn it last year. I earned it 5, 8, 10 years ago, and I just deferred it, and now they're paying it out to me. That does not affect my Social Security benefit. It shows up as a non-qualified deferred compensation.
Yeah.
It's current earnings that affect the impact of the eligibility of my current Social Security benefit if I'm under full retirement age.
Yep, W-2 or Net Schedule C, that's what it is. Okay, we got to take a break. We got another segment coming up, some trivia, what's coming up on this program tomorrow, and more of your emails and phone calls. A lot to cram in the next segment, 877-PLANNER. PLANNER, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, coming right back.
How would you rate your financial literacy? Is there more that you can do and more you should do to educate yourself about investing?
The November 2015 S&P Global Financial Literacy Survey determined that 2 in 3 adults worldwide are considered illiterate regarding their knowledge of basic financial concepts. The United States ranked only 14th worldwide in financial literacy.
So where can you go for information and guidance? Where can you build your knowledge base to help you make informed financial decisions?
WealthEd.com is the website focused on financial literacy and wealth education. WealthEd.com features an extensive on-demand video content library for education, planning, and advice that you can access for free.
WealthEd.com's original and exclusive programming features Lucia Capital Group certified financial planner professionals and retirement planning strategists.
WealthEd.com.
Online, on demand, WealthEd.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
If you were born on or after January 2nd, 1954, listen carefully. Recent changes enacted by the Social Security Administration as part of the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 may impact your Social Security benefits. The policy that previously enabled spouses at full retirement age to claim spousal benefits while allowing their own benefit to grow has been discontinued. This could mean the accrual of additional benefits may no longer be available to you. Changes will also soon be implemented regarding file and suspend claiming strategies. Find out the latest rules, regulations, and restrictions by calling the Social Security hotline at 800-838-0483. The call is free and may clarify some of the new Social Security rules that could affect your benefits. If you were born after January 2nd, 1954, you could be affected. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
Here's an idea. Instead of waiting for your boss to give you a raise, give yourself one by refinancing your mortgage with Quicken Loans. You could add hundreds of dollars each month to your bottom line, like a boss. Call 800-QUICKEN today or visit us online at quickenloans.com. A Quicken Loans refinance gives you the financial power to enhance your life and pursue your passion. Our passion is client service. Here's the proof. For 6 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN and buy in. Again, that number is 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans. Home buy. Refi. Power. Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Any Joe Schmo knows GEICO will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at Geico.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy Geico mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and two thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Planner. Hey, you get your calls in now. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. We're just here till the top of the hour, which isn't all that far away. So give us a call now. Coming up tomorrow, by the way, on this program, we're going to be discussing something called, beneficiary IRA. Okay, an IRA, Professor Plum, has what's called a beneficiary designation to it.
I hope so. Makes it a lot easier.
It sure does. And you know, keep it out of probate and all that stuff. So assuming that you've, said where you want your IRAs to go.
Properly designated the beneficiary.
Yes, yeah, assuming that you've done that. You've got two different issues. You've got a spousal beneficiary, or a non-spouse. That's really all you can have.
Those are the only two categories.
That's it. All right? You either got your spouse or your non-spouse. And so the question is, what are the different rules regarding one or the other? Spouses have certain, advantages or certain...
Certain options.
Options that perhaps non-spouses don't have. And so sometimes if you're an inheritor of an IRA, whether you're the spouse or the non-spouse makes a difference because your strategy might be a little bit different. So we will talk about that in the first segment or two on this program tomorrow. All right, 877-PLANNER. We have a couple of folks on hold. Want to get to everybody before the top of the hour. That means let's put Bruce up next in Portland, Oregon. Hello, Bruce.
Hello. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you today?
Hey, it's going to be 90 degrees and sunny here.
Wow, that's hot for Portland.
It is hot. Anyway, I have a question concerning Social Security taxes taken out of a W-2. I was involved in a class action lawsuit against the company, and we received a settlement for back pay, overtime pay.
Okay.
And I worked for this company between 2009 and 2011, and it was settled in 2016. So they sent me a W-2 for the amount of the settlement, but the W-2 is for 2016, and they're taking Social Security out of that settlement
right.
In 2016.
Right.
Now, when I went to look on the Social Security Administration, they say if you receive a settlement involving a statute, which this was for back pay, that the income should be reported in the years that I worked for the company, not necessarily in the year that I received the payment.
Right, but they're talking about for a Social Security benefit estimate. This gets fairly complicated. They're not talking about income taxes. They're not talking about, I don't know how you do this. So you'd have to work with the Social Security Administration. So let's say that you won back pay of $60,000 because they underpaid you $20,000 a year for the 3 years that you worked for them. So what they're saying is that instead of showing a new year of $60,000, you should go back and put it on top of the 2,000, whatever 3 years that you had it, to determine how much Social Security tax and also the effect on your benefit. That's what they're looking at. So that's something you'd have to do within the Social Security Administration. And I have no idea how to work with them on that.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for your help.
Okay, Bruce.
Yeah, because let's say he was making $80,000 a year in, 2011, 12, 13. And then he wins an award to pay him the back pay that he should have been getting.
Right.
And so it should show up on his Social Security dole as $100,000 a year for those 3 years rather than $80,000 of those, given my fictitious numbers that I'm dealing with.
Right, yeah. Would that make a difference in the end?
It depends on how many years of earnings he has. If he does not have 35 years worth of earnings, it's better to put the new 60 on. If he has 35 years worth of earnings, it's better to put the 300s in rather than 380s. Because it'll show up, because he's already got his 35 years. Now it's just a matter of picking the best year.
Right. So once you have the 35, some of those older ones, some of the worst ones, if you add a decent one, you're going to take some of the ones off that weren't
so
as good.
So you could drop off and increase. Now, the other side, though, is if they're going to tax it, if he can find a way to get, if he's over the wage base in those years, he may get a refund of some of those taxes that
wouldn't
he paid.
Yeah. We didn't ask how much he makes, but if he happens to be over that.
For those years.
For those years, saying, well, once they determined that he was underpaid, but he wound up paying more
so instead
in FICA.
Of 80 versus 100, he was at 180 versus 200.
Right, yeah.
That's way over the wage base. And so they shouldn't have, if he had made the money in the year where it was supposed to have been made, he wouldn't have paid the 6.2% FICA tax on that or those earnings because he was over the wage base. Mm-hmm. So they may have withheld too much, so he might get a refund of those wages. So that's something, but how you do that? You don't do it on an income tax return. That's something you do with Social Security. Somehow.
There is what we call the wage base,
That's what the Social Security Administration calls it.
And what that means is it's an amount of money that you make. Currently this year it's $118,500. Once you hit for the year income of $118,500, you actually wind up getting a 6.2% increase in your pay.
FICA tax is the tax that we pay for our benefit. The retirement benefit, the disability benefit, and the potential survivor benefit. But we only pay FICA taxes on the first $118,500 we earn in a given year. That's the number for 2016. It may or may not go up next year. If you make more than that, you don't pay the FICA tax on the excess earnings. And so you do get, so if you're used to making, you get paid $20,000 a month, whatever it is, once you hit $118,500, your take-home pay will go up by that 6.2% FICA tax because it's no longer being withheld from your paycheck. And so it is, for those people that are blessed enough to make more than $118,500, they get a little break. Now, the benefit that they're ultimately going to receive from Social Security isn't based on their earnings anymore. It's based on the earnings up to the wage base only.
It stops
there. So the fact that you're not paying taxes, you're also not accruing a benefit on those earnings that you're not paying taxes on. So we're not favoring the rich from that standpoint. You do get a favor because you don't have to pay the tax on over $118,500, but you're also not going to calculate your benefit on anything more than $118,500 adjusted for inflation going forward.
Right. So if you made $118,500, let's just say you were lucky enough to do that over the last few years, and all of a sudden your income goes up to $218,500, that extra $100,000 is not going to make a difference to your Social Security payment.
Not at all. No. Now you will pay Medicare tax on all of your earned income, regardless of how much it is.
So you get more Medicare. Medicare.
You get the same Medicare.
You get the same Medicare?
Yeah, you get the same Medicare. You don't get any. In fact,
you don't
if you
get
have
ultra
a high
Medicare
enough,
or something.
If you have a high enough income in retirement, not only did you pay Medicare on an unlimited amount of earnings, you get to pay more for Medicare Part B.
But of course, you get better services.
No.
No, you don't. No.
Oh, did you see that this? We're going to go through a very convoluted thing with Medicare coming up because
I saw that
the increase in Medicare is going to be huge.
It's going to be It's going to be
$29 or something. It goes up to like $149.
Yeah, yeah. And they're talking about this small cola. We're out of time. If you need the brain trust off the air, you can talk to Professor Plum, any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors. 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150. Get your bucket strategy together. For Professor Rick Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.